Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As was mentioned earlier, we'll be following the Word of God as it's recorded for us in Titus chapter 3. I share those words with you once again. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. So far the word. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do you ever become a little bit annoyed by some of the commercials and some of the things said in the commercials? I'm not necessarily complaining about the products that they're advertising. It's all part of their business. But it gets to be a little annoying when people will say, well, you're worth it. I've deserved this. I've earned this. We see it a lot in a lot of different places, not just in commercials. We see that everybody deserves this or that. And there'll be any number of politicians who will talk about all the things that people deserve or have earned or are worth getting. And yet, how much have we really earned or deserved? How many times can we really say we're worth it on the basis of what we have accomplished or done? Oh, there are a number of people in the world, to be fair, who have earned praise and accolades, promotions, and all the things that come with the notoriety of accomplishing something great. But yet, what are we worth? Are we worth God's attention? Are we worth him sending his one and only son, to which we'd all have to say no? And yet, do we appreciate what he has done then? See, that's the thing. We might think we deserve something. We might think we've earned something. But who is it that really takes care of it all? That's what we want to focus on this day. On this first Sunday after the Epiphany, this first Sunday when Jesus, we had recorded for us in the Gospel, was baptized, when the Holy Spirit descended on him and God said, "This is my Son." On this day, we want to appreciate all that God has done for us, to appreciate the fact that he has given us his grace and revealed that to us, and not only that, but he has also brought us salvation. We take a look again. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done. We've just celebrated Christmas. We entered into a new year. Can we appreciate what God has done for us? Undeserving as we are, he appeared here. He became one of us. God sent his one and only Son for you and me. So out of his love and kindness, not because out of any idea that he owed it to us or we earned it from him. No, he gave us these gifts out of love and kindness. He saved us. He saved us. He rescued us from the plight that we were in, even though for many of us, we didn't even know we were in this sad plight, this plight leading to death. He saved us. And not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Now, if I were to share all these verbs with you in a row, did you notice anything about them? Not one of them talks about what we have done, what we have earned, what we have deserved. Not one of them. It says, it is when the kindness and love of God. He saved us. He, because of his mercy, saved us. It's all about God. Do we really appreciate that enough? That God so loved us that he sent his one and only Son? I would submit we don't. We try our best to think that we maybe earn God's favor. Oh, we've lived a good life. We haven't been as bad as others. God should pay attention. And when we offer our prayers, not only do we expect him to listen, but he better answer them the way we've thought them through. How many times have we prayed, giving him the answers for our prayers when his answers would be much better The very thing that we can go to him in prayer is his gift too, isn't it? We who were once outsiders, who have now been adopted into his family, he saved us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing what we could not do, for doing for us what we did not earn or deserve. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your kindness, your grace and your mercy, and for the gift that you give to us in our baptism as well. I would like to think that everybody remembers their baptism every day. Martin Luther was very concerned about always remembering his baptism, because that's when God washed away his sins. That's when he became part of the family. The question would be, do we? Do we remember our baptism every day? Do we remember it as well as we remember baptisms, or, excuse me, birthdays and anniversaries? We seem to remember those. We celebrate those. But when Jesus came to us with the gift of baptism, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we became his, even as for many of us, as infants, we became his children and heirs of everlasting life. Do we appreciate that on a daily basis? Do we remember our baptism and drown the old Adam within us, that we became that new person that God had intended for us as God saved us? Do we appreciate what God has done? Is every day a gift of thanksgiving for us? One that we celebrate each day and say, thank you, Jesus, for your grace, your kindness, your mercy, your love. Because I didn't earn it. I didn't deserve it. And notice he says, through the rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, everything was made new. Just like everyone hopes that 2022 is going to be a whole new year of new blessings and forget the old, he's renewed us. He literally has made us new. And then Paul writes this wonderful words, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. God the Father didn't just gift us with faith through the Holy Spirit. He didn't just gift us with his one and only Son. He poured out his grace and mercy on us generously, overflowing, dripping down. As if you were to take a pitcher of water, and I don't recommend you do this today at lunch or anything like that, but you take a pitcher of water and then have your glass and then just pour it. If you really want the illustration of God's love, keep pouring. Once the glass is full, you know it'll reach a point where it can even go a little bit over the edge without spilling, and yet keep pouring it over. That's how God gives his grace and love to us each day. Each day he just pours it out generously, abundantly, lavishly. As if we were everything, which in God's eyes we truly are. We are his children, heirs of everlasting life, through a mercy and a love that he lavishly, generously, abundantly pours into our lives. We can legitimately say, well, I didn't deserve that. I didn't earn that. And you're right. We didn't. But that's God's love. A love that knows no boundaries, a love that knows no end, a love that doesn't grow cold or old, a love that doesn't get bored with us, but each day looks at us with the eyes of forgiveness and love and sees in us his one and only Son, sees in us the righteousness that Jesus lived and gave to us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Again and again, these words should be on our lips. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. It's not just something to celebrate at Christmas. It's not something to celebrate with the onslaught of a new year. Oh, no. It's something to celebrate each day as a special gift that God has given to you and me. As we remember our baptism, that with water and the word, he washed us clean. He made us his own. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what else? For being justified by his grace. This past year, there have been any number of court trials that have made the news and have been followed very carefully. The word justified doesn't necessarily get used in those terms, but when someone is acquitted, they have been declared not guilty. Whatever you may think, the court courtroom there, the jury, if they say this person is not guilty, they are justified. How about us? We look at our lives. Well, to be fair, we are guilty, aren't we? We've done the deeds. We've committed the sins. We've lived the flawed life. And yet there is Jesus justifying us, declaring us not guilty, justified by his grace, that undeserved love, that undeserved love that says you are not going to get what you deserve. You're going to get what you don't deserve. My mercy, my love, my kindness, my grace. Do we give appreciation for that declaration of justification? Or do we sometimes just take it for granted? Do we sometimes, having lived in it and being blessed by it for so long, do we consider it every day an opportunity to serve him and to say our thanks? And how do we say thank you? For many, there will be gifts to be given thanks for, and maybe you've already got them written, the little thank you notes, the little cards, the calls, the texts, the emails that express our thanksgiving. How do we thank God? How do we thank God for his gift of grace and mercy and love? Oh, there might be ways we could think of. One would be to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior always. And that when we say no to certain things, we say no, not because we're trying to be better than anyone else, but we say no because we love our Savior Jesus, who first loved us and gave his life for us. That we love him by letting everybody know how much we love him. You know, when couples are in love, you can tell by their actions, by the way they respond to one another. They're not afraid to introduce each other as girlfriend, boyfriend, fiance, wife, husband. They're not ashamed to do that because they're in love. Do we talk about our Savior, about Jesus and our Heavenly Father? Do we talk about the Holy Spirit who comes to us and works that wonderful faith within our hearts? Do we speak about them as if we're in love with them as well? Or as greatly as they are in love with us? We can thank him that way, can't we? Acknowledge his love to others. See that others know that they are also loved too. Do we work at that? We know people, don't we? All of us who need to know Jesus, who need to know him more than as something celebrated or someone celebrated at Christmas, as someone celebrated at Easter. We need to have them know him as their brother, their Savior, the one who in greatest of love gave them what they never earned or deserved, gave his life that they might live. As we share these things, as we support the efforts of those sharing those things, we thank God. We appreciate what he has done because we appreciate what he has done for us and what he has done for the world. And we share it. We share it not begrudgingly. We share it not out of obligation. We share it because we're in love. We're in love with the Most High, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We saw the Trinity evident at Jesus' baptism, didn't we? We're there in the dove, the Holy Spirit descended, and the voice of the Most High was shouting over the crowd, and there was Jesus standing in the midst of them. We saw a Trinity mentioned here as God, our Heavenly Father, is our Savior and Lord, who sent his one and only Son, who worked and justified us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the one true and triune God, the one who gives us all blessings. The one God we need to appreciate on a greater scale than we've done before. To appreciate every day that we're forgiven and we are loved. He has made us heirs of everlasting life, giving us the hope of eternal life. Now, today's language usually uses hope as something we're anticipating yet to come. Oh, no, this is a confidence, to give us the confidence of eternal life. We didn't earn it. We weren't worth it. We don't deserve it. But thank God he gives it. He shares it. He saved us. He justified us. He made us his own. We need to appreciate that every day. Every day to appreciate the love of our Savior, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. to appreciate the gift of God's grace, His undeserved love, and appreciate what He has done for you and me. We may not earn it, and we may not deserve it, and we may not ever be able to pay for it. Those are all true. We can never do any of those things. But thank God, salvation is ours anyway, because God so loved us that He sent His one and only Son. And by that grace, we are heirs of everlasting life. Lord, help us appreciate it every day to Your glory and praise. Amen. And now may the peace that comes to us through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and through His grace and mercy ever keep your hearts and minds in true faith till we stand with Him in glory everlasting. We are heirs of eternal life. Amen.